Well, the Minnesota Twins, when they get new uniforms, they'd send their old uniforms down here to us, and we'd just have to pick out what we could wear. You know, that was the main thing, was fitting us up, and we had to wear those uniforms. They were all wool uniforms, yeah, because they were coming out of the north, and we were down here where the weather was warm and it would get hot. So we'd wear long sweatshirts, so we'd have to cut them off, wear the sleeves off, and wear short shirts under them because they were so hot. And they were ragged, too.
I know it's probably impossible to pick one memory. Is there a baseball memory from your playing and managing days that you really cherish the most or a lot?
Yes, there is one moment that I was here in Charlotte managing. We had a Concord night. They got up, a bunch of people from Concord, and we had a convoy coming to Charlotte, and it looked like it was bigger than a funeral. Cars following other cars over here. And that night, they awarded me a trophy, and I was named manager of the South Atlantic All-Star team. And the Booster Club in Charlotte, they gave me a new Chrysler. I got the trophy, I got the Chrysler, and I got the girl.
Tell me about the girl.
Well, we've been married next month. We'll be married 66 years, so she must be something special. You want me to tell you a little story about her? Mm-hmm. One night we went to the ball game, and it was late, and we was playing a doubleheader, and it had rained, and had the rain delays, and we were getting the hound beat out of us, and there's some drunks that had time up there to get a lot of beer in them, and they were hollering at us and giving us a hard time. So one of the players, my wife, was sitting right there in a box seat right beside the dugout. So one of the ball players handed her a baseball bat and told her to go up there and get that guy. And she took that baseball bat and stood up there at the end of the stands after that guy, and somebody had to grab her and stop her.
He handed that to the wrong lady, didn't he?
Yeah, I know. She went after him.
What do you think about the game of baseball itself today as compared to the days when you were playing? How has it changed?
Well, the main thing's changed is they have better facilities, and the leagues are better. You know, they don't have as many leagues now as they did have before, so you have a better quality of players playing in the leagues, and you'll see a lot more players, watching the games, and if you'll pick up their names, you'll see more players going to the big leagues now than they did back then, because they don't have as many players.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Burble, thank you very much. I appreciate talking with you.
Thank you for having me.